This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. As America sees Special Counsel Robert Mueller's redacted Russia report, President Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort after claiming exoneration. But as AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, it's not that simple.
This morning, the president celebrated what he called a good day.
No collusion, no obstruction.
While Bob Mueller's report does say there's no evidence of a Trump campaign conspiracy with Russia,
the special counsel made clear that he did not exonerate the president.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says there are several examples of Trump attempts to obstruct the investigation. Mueller essentially says aides saved him by refusing to play along in sabotaging the probe. The long-awaited report provides closure in one sense, but also opens a new round of partisan fighting. Democrats are insisting both on seeing Mueller on Capitol Hill and getting his entire unredacted report. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Democratic and Republican lawmakers had sharply differing reactions to Thursday's release of Robert Mueller's report. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Democrats are attacking the Attorney General Bill Barr because they won't accept the report's findings.
I trust Bill Barr. I think it's rather laughable to see them turn their guns on him. But that's all they're left with, frankly, is to go after him. It's some kind of ad hominem attack.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says that Mueller needs to testify before Congress.
This report is far from the end of the inquiry that this country needs and deserves. It is the beginning of another chapter.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler has said he wants Mueller to testify as soon as possible. This is VOA News. France Thursday paid a day-long tribute to the firefighters who saved the famed Notre Dame Cathedral from destruction. French President Emmanuel Macron hailed them as exemplary, and they were also made honorary citizens of Paris. Lisa Bryant reports from the French capital.
To the music of Bach and words of Victor Hugo, hundreds of Parisians and tourists gathered in front of City Hall Thursday to honor 600 firefighters who battled the Notre Dame inferno. The cathedral loomed just across the Seine River, blackened and crippled, but largely intact.
Il est 2 heures du matin. Le feu est éteint. Notre Dame est debout.
Interior Minister Christophe Castaner outlined the arc of the blaze that started Monday evening. He described the massive heat as the firefighters battled the flames. Experts say saving Notre Dame and its most priceless treasures came down to a matter of minutes. Nobody was killed in the blaze, and key parts of the cathedral, including its bell towers and rose windows, remain intact. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
U.S. retail sales surged last month thanks to higher gasoline prices and people buying more cars, furniture, and clothing. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
The Commerce Department reports retail sales increased a seasonally adjusted 1.6% in March. That's the strongest monthly increase since September 2017. Rising gasoline prices accounted for the biggest portion of the increase, but consumers were also spending more on autos, furniture, and clothing. The gains mark a sharp rebound from a lackluster sales period that dates back to December. It's a sign that the healthy job market has likely made consumers more eager to spend in ways that boost overall economic growth. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Last week, 9 people were killed by violent storms from Texas to Virginia. Now the U.S. Southeast faces another powerful storm system. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Another storm system is now in the Southeast. High winds, heavy rain, and flash flooding. Patrick Marsh with the Storm Prediction Center says this system might not be as powerful, but it still poses a threat.
That's not to say don't take it as seriously, because all it takes is one tornado to hit your house, your area, and that's going to be a pretty bad event.
Marsh adds the heavy storms will roll through Mississippi, Alabama, the Florida Panhandle, and Georgia through early Friday before moving up the East Coast.
The big cities on the I-95 corridor all the way up to as far north as the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area tomorrow afternoon.
I'm Tim McGuire.
And Pope Francis observed Holy Thursday by traveling to a prison outside Rome where he washed, dried, and kissed the feet of 12 inmates. Francis has used the rite as a way to reinforce his message that even the most important figures in the world must serve those who are the most marginal. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.